Now, Brother Gregory, we're in a system of forced contribution. And
yep.
what you're saying is that, in a sense, we're going to have a secondary backup system of the kingdom of God.
Well, it's we don't want it to be secondary, but we need to start building it. You know, nobody wants to jump in a lifeboat that's got holes all in it and the planks are not
Well, that's why I'm saying
it's
secondary. It's something new. You're still in the system, but
right.
you're beginning to start your own savings within the group and helping each other and
right.
growing.
And you need to create those bonds, which are the spiritual bonds of a love for one another. And
right.
that's what Christ was talking about when he said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God. Well, of course, at that time, they were giving all kinds of things to Caesar that should have been given to God because they had created these contractual relationships. He said, be friends with the unrighteous mammon so that you will be more suitable for righteous habitations when it fails. Now, some of us are going to be coming out farther down the road than others, and that motivation for that coming out is probably not going to be pure. It's going to have some good purposes, and maybe we're just angry at the system. Each of us have a different story, and so each of us are in a different place and location. It's direction. Are we really moving towards the kingdom? Are we creating those bonds of communion with each other? I like to use the word rather than secondary, which puts the kingdom in a secondary place, is we're the alternative. But we need to become that viable alternative. And
yeah.
I can't do that on the radio. I can't do that with these books that I write. You have to do that one-on-one, five-on-one, ten-on-one in local communities. That's why we've decided to start focusing our attention on the network. And those people that can form congregations and make them stick, make them real, those people are really on the journey. The other people who just want to talk about it but do not want to do what is necessary. We have a very tight-knit community here. They're not all saying that they're in the kingdom. They're not all saying that they're a part of His Holy Church. They are moving in this direction more and more. We've had meetings on gardening, encouraging everybody in our community to grow gardens, helping them learn how to do that, helping them build surplus. Everybody is planning on growing a surplus of one crop or another in their gardens so that they will have that to bring to exchange with others. They're working out, you know, growing their own seeds. They know that if you're going to grow some certain kinds of squash, they'll cross with others, and we don't want that. So some people will be growing one kind so that they can actually produce seed to make them available so they can test some of the seeds that we've come up with. We're becoming a seed bank for one another, and that's just one
wow.
aspect. And there are people out there with skills and knowledge. We can bring them into this network. They can bring that knowledge for everybody and start sharing that. We're not just a casual secondary backup plan. We are the plan. As the system begins to fail more and more, we will have to be that alternative government in full swing.
Right.
Can you imagine everybody who got the baptism of Christ was cast out of the social security system and taxing system of the Pharisees? In one day, thousands of people came out. They had to get organized and get organized fast. Many of those people were already a part of that organization. They still pay taxes, but they paid them directly to their government, which was the apostles and the ministers of the apostles, and they worked daily in the temple, but their funds were separate from those of the Pharisees, and they were learning how to be a government. They paid their taxes, and again, what I talked about on the radio, their taxes now being paid to their ministers in the government of God. They would say, well, how much do you owe? And they say, oh, well, this year my taxes would be 20% because 10% for this and another 10% for that or whatever. But I can't pay it because I had setbacks. You know, my mom got sick. My baby got sick. I broke my leg. I couldn't work. I can't pay it. I don't have the money. And he says, well, what can you pay? Oh, I can only pay about 5%. He says, okay, pay that, paid in full. Now, that's the government of God. That
right.
is, any government that's not like that is not the government of God. It is the government of men who call themselves benefactors but exercise authority. We're not there yet. And I don't want people walking the plank ahead of time. I want them working diligently wherever they're at on the road to the kingdom and start becoming that government of God.
Yes,
I mean,
we're becoming that. The other system's going to start to break down.
Yeah, well, we already see the other system breaking down, and
right.
we're way behind the eight ball.
I know. That's the worst of it.
And you know how many people are hearing this message. We're building this network, and it's starting to form some kind. You know, bones are coming together, but we need to put flesh on those bones. We need to form this network in order to find those lost sheep out there in the wilderness
Greg,
that
you,
will become a part of the body.